What's going on, faithful? I'm going to say this slow because I can't get this word out right. It is rivalry week. The Niners going to be in all black like the Omen. Seahawks are coming into town. I got John Chapman here. He's going to deliver the game plan. Stick around. Smash that like button. And let's get to it, faithful. Let's freaking go. Faithful to the Bay. What's going on, 49er faithful? It's your boy Wayne Breezy along with the co-host with the most, John Chapman, in the building with the faithful hat, looking fresh to death like a million bucks. John, it's Friday. It's one of my favorite days because I get the game plan, and I can't wait to hear how you deliver the game plan. How you feeling, man? Happy New Year. Shout out. I'm going to get this out the way. Shout out to the Texas Longhorns. Shout out to you. You beat my team's ass like you should have, but congratulations.
It was a good game. My favorite thing is they came out hitting. Like, that was cool. It was like Sean Taylor back at the Pro Bowl where it was like, ooh, these guys care.
It was some pops. Definitely some pops.
But, you know, you brought up the Omen, so I guess Brock Purdy's going to be Damien this week. He's going to be dishing out. But, man, glad to be here. I'm a little under the weather. Didn't start the new year off right, but that's okay. I will say this. The wife wouldn't even mean to me when I got sick this time, so that's new. So maybe 2026 gonna be all right. I don't know why, but whatever. You get sick, man, that wife get mean quick. It's what it is. But man, glad to be here, excited.
You're not allowed to get sick tomorrow. That's what it is. I realize that men aren't allowed to be sick. That's
it's
what it
way
is.
It goes, man. Yeah. And so anyway, glad to be here, Wayne, and pumped to talk about this game. And you and I were mentioned before, like right before we went live. Like, as far as regular season games go, this is, like, top 10 all time for the 49ers. Like, maybe even top 5. Like, everything is on the line.
Everything.
This is, as far as regular season goes, this is the creme de la creme. I'm so pumped, man.
And you couldn't ask for a better matchup, right? The only thing that I don't like is that it's on a Saturday. You know, give the Niners the full Sunday night, you know, if anything. But they put it on Saturday night, Niners don't have the luxury of having that just little bit of extra time or extra day, especially when we're looking at possibly Trent Williams not playing in this game. That's the only thing. It's the only factor that I feel like that won't be in the Niners' favor. And maybe the rain. Maybe. I don't know. But I couldn't be more excited. And I think back in the earlier shows, John, I said that it's going to come down to this game that's going to decide the NFC Championship. And here we are. Not knowing how the season was going to unfold, right? You got the Seattle Seahawks, who are first in the NFC West, going against the San Francisco 49ers, who are second in the NFC West. And this game comes down for the cream of the crop. We're talking number one seed, faithful. Let's go! And betcha by golly, wow, the Niners are going to finish 13-4 only because I predicted that. Oh, that's it. It's at 13-4. It's the only reason why, John.
Feel like back-to-back year. Well, I don't think you got last year, but I think you got 2023 and if they
I didn't get last year, right? No.
Yeah, 2023 and 2025 you got correct. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
That's impressive, man. Impressive.
Maybe it's the odd years for me, you know? Maybe I'll stay away from the even years, you know what I'm saying? Don't bother me. Shout out to all the Breezy Bunch crew members out there. They've been holding it down for the longest. 49er Jeff, Miss Peachy's in the building. Shout out to everybody on John's channel that's in here with the hashtag the CCs, man. Appreciate you guys. Mosquito Killer in the building. What's going on, everybody, man? It's good to see everybody out here for another Friday show. John, I want to know, man, like how you feeling, like nervous status, like, you know, with this game, you know, how you feeling?
I think that this is a true toss-up game. I really, really do. You look at the Seattle Seahawks and what they've been able to accomplish. They're on a six-game win streak that rivals exactly what the 49ers, both teams on a six-game win streak. Both teams' last loss was against the Rams. Everything's on the line. Obviously, you've got to have some advantage, you know, playing in your own house. But this is – the Seattle Seahawks are a more complete team, more balanced team. The 49ers have way more blue chip players on offense. I think that they have the better coaching staff, and I think that they have the best player. That's Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's playing better than any quarterback in the NFL right now. Sam Darnold over his last 8 games, 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Not consistent, but that's not how they win. They win with defense and special teams. 49ers wins with offense and special teams. Who's going to be winning that special teams battle this week? Like it,
they have the up, right? They have – this is dope. I like that you said that. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's like Rashid Shaheed versus Sky Moore.
Shaheed.
See what I'm saying? Like, dang. And it's funny because – and it is. Because you know what Shaheed adds on the offensive side? Explosiveness.
And he's already played against us. He was at the New Orleans game.
Saints, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he had like 5 catches, 40-plus yards, and a touchdown added on to the special teams. And Sky Moore's no slouch. He's incredible. But I would argue Shaheed's probably the most dangerous returner in the NFL. Like he would I would say Marcus Jones, who you and I were the
biggest. Oh, yeah, Patriots.
Out of Houston. He would be my number one, Shaheed 2, Sky Moore 3. So even though
Hold on. Can we take a pause real quick? I don't mean to cut. It feels so good to hear you have Sky Moore in that. I remember when they traded for Sky Moore, and everybody was just like, the freak? Like, what are we doing? Like, you know? And I was just trying to get everybody to pump their brakes just a little bit. I feel like there's been methods to the madness for the San Francisco 49ers. We already know they were going to go cheap. Right. And they went cheaper than cheap. Right. And now these guys are giving pretty big dividends on the returns, you know, going cheap, like getting these players that kind of nobody else wanted. They had a special place for them. I am so proud to hear you say Sky Moore is top 3, like in this return game thing. That's my heart is happy, man.
Well, I think the biggest difference was the explosiveness was always there. It was the dub decisions, the fielding the ball on the punt, you know, back to back times in the 5-yard line, running the ball out when he could take the touchback, just mistakes mentally. But he's improved after that first month of the season, and then the confidence built. And then you heard everybody say, oh, he's so close to breaking one. Then he breaks multiple. And so once you get into that confidence area, where he is now, and you start believing in yourself and you start playing with that swag, this is where you start to see the dividends. You talked about, dude, 49ers were balling on a budget. You got this player for free. Now you got a top 3 return guy. Man, special teams is going to be fun this week. I would argue 2 of the best special teams units in the entire NFL, which who would have ever guessed the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan would say that after Hightower, then after Schneider. But, man, here the 49ers are with the chance to have the best special teams unit in the NFL. That's big reason why they could get to Wayne's predicted 13 wins.
Listen, let's have this conversation. We're talking special teams. Do the Niners attempt to kick away from Rashid? And do you think the Seahawks kick away from Sky Moore? Because we've seen that plan before, at least toward us. Do we do that, though, for them, to them?
I would, yes, 100% I do. And, you know, we had a lot of touchbacks last game, which was really interesting. Some of the touchbacks were on purpose, some were not. And so if you give up a big return, then I think you go for the touchback idea. But, yeah, I expect Brian Robinson to get more kickoff returns than Sky Moore, which teams continue to do over and over again. And I would like to do the same thing to Shaheed.
Yeah, you just can't allow – you can't allow any explosiveness from the Seattle Seahawks, right? You can't just allow them to get good field position at any given moment in the game just to give them an extra boost. You know what I'm saying? Because that kid will come off of kick return, get on the offensive side, and I think the Niners struggle with explosive plays, man. It's been the key to my Patreon this year, and just going through my notes from last week, man, it gave up like 5 of them in the air. It's just what we do. I don't get it.
It's going to continue to be an issue. With the lack of tackling, the lack of ball skills, the lack of pass rush, explosives are going to come. And we've seen that. You know, you've diagrammed that all season, and that's kind of the issue. I mean, 3rd and 16 teams converting against your defense, that is not normal. And they're doing it pretty consistently. So the explosive plays are going to continue. But the 49ers and what they're betting on, their entire game plan is, man, we're going to make teams one-dimensional. We're going to stop the run, force them to throw the ball consistently, get a turnover or a sack or two. They haven't been able to do that. But now you're playing against the Seahawks, who are one of the most turnover-prone teams in the NFL. So can you cash in and get a turnover or two this week? If they can, I don't think the 49ers defense minds giving up the explosives if they can get a turnover or two.
I hear you. Listen, Bobo Harris says, love watching you guys, but I'm a little concerned about our defense. We really need to generate some pressure. How do you guys feel about that? I think this is a valid question, John. How concerned are you about the defense? First, do you agree with Bobo? Because I do. You know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, the defense is, I would argue, probably a bottom seven defense in the NFL.
It's the weirdest defense, man. It's yeah, so it's weird.
But what they do is they understand. And, you know, I just said this well, stop the run. That's what we're going to prioritize. We're going to stop the run. We're going to make everything else work. If we could force teams to beat us through the air, that gives us a little bit more of a chance because it's a little bit more unpredictable. That's the whole idea. You don't have the personnel. The scheme's fine. But, it, you know, a lot of people are talking about Trent Williams, who has not been officially placed out, but I do not expect Trent Williams to play. Charles Cross, their left tackle, has been.
Yeah, he's ruled out.
He's ruled out.
Yeah, now, we'll get to that. Yep.
Yeah, and so, like, that's there, too. So if you could get some pressure on their left tackle who's out, who's probably going to be Josh Jones, their backup. But, I mean, shoot, they're not playing very much either. Like, he had one limited practice, their backup left tackle.
You're talking Jones, right?
Yeah, Josh Jones.
He's probably not going to play, depending on if he practices today or not. You know what I mean? But even if he does, he's still their backup, so.
Right. Everybody's betting the NFL in full do or die mode. College football down to the last teams, and the Super Bowl is just right around the corner. If there was ever a time to get involved in the game, it's now. And MyBookie makes it stupid easy to play. One account, one wallet, bet the spread, live bet the second half, hit the casino during the commercials. It's all in one place, and you've got the power. Go to mybookie.ag now and use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and you get your first bet covered up to $500. If it doesn't hit, use your bet back bonus token, run it back. Don't just watch the playoffs, make them pay. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, Texas, California, no matter where you are, only at MyBookie. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records in the internet, then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. Well, Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. They also give you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager to keep your login safe, and spam call protection to cut off scammers. That's my favorite thing. I used to get these calls all the time. It's been cut. It's done since I signed up with Aura. So, if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura for free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That is enough time for Aura to start removing all your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today, aura.com/remove, and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's Aura, aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Yeah, and so like that, you know, I back to the defense, man. The defense worries me. I don't know if this defense is capable of generating the pressure that we need to see, because if we blitz, we get burnt. Mm-hmm. If we don't blitz, there's no pressure.
None.
And so I don't really think it matters who's on their offensive line. I think the Niners are the only team I know that can't take advantage of backup offensive linemen in the league because they're just not built for that. The Niners' pressure is built off of rotation, and then you got your rotational pieces starting. I mean, we talk about Bryce Huff. He wasn't brought in to be start a defensive end. He was brought in to alleviate and add rotation to the ends, right? And so, you know, when they traded for him, it was like, oh, we're going to have this bonus. We're going to have some speed off the edge. He's not going to play every down. Well, now this dude's like playing every snap. And it's kind of like what we did with Leonard Floyd on last year. We had to play every snap, and toward the end of the season, his body started breaking down because he's just not built for that. You know, whereas Nick Bosa is built for that.
Right.
And so that's the biggest difference. How are we going to generate the pressure? And we're seeing a lot of pressure not happening from Sam Okwuanu and the guys that we've seen generate pressure because their roles are becoming more dependent, you know? So it's going to be rough, man. It's going to be rough.
This team's not built to have success with the personnel that they have out there.
Correct.
This is a Band-Aid, duct tape type approach. And, hey, we're just going to do just enough to get 3 to 4 possessions a game. That's all we're asking. And if you could do that with the way the offense and special teams are playing, that's been enough for 6 consecutive wins in a row. Can they elevate their play a little bit? Can they step up a little bit? That's the question.
Listen, I believe in the defense. So I don't want to get it twisted. I just know that the defense, they're not – this is not a championship defense, right? Most teams build their teams off of championship players to build that defense because you know when you get down to playoff football, defense is the first thing that has to tighten up because every team in the league is going to be tightening up on their defense. And Kyle Shanahan already said that he's treating this is like a playoff game. And so for that, you know, I am concerned about the Niners' defense, but I still believe in them because we've seen the same defense – generate pressure. We've seen the same players make plays. We've seen it happen. It's just super inconsistent. And so a lot of that's because of inexperience. And I guess my question to you is, who on this defense is going to step up and take the reins and be like, yo, we gonna win this game? Like, F the offense, F special teams. Let's go out there and put this stamp on the game. Like, who has that charge? Who are you charging to do that, John?
I think I'll give you one answer at each level, okay? Alfred Collins, you know, sticking with my Longhorns, he shows up in the fourth quarter. Some of the biggest plays this year have all been 95 on the defensive side. Linebacker, I have no confidence whatsoever in anybody at that level. Secondary-wise, D'Amador Lenore or Malik Mustafa. Like, and Demo's been good this year, but his play has gone down. Now, he's been out there talking trash and let me man shadow and all that kind of stuff, JSN and whatever else. Dude, make plays. You got to make plays. Like, there's so many times when with the cornerback, it's a little bit different where, dude, is he even playing in the game? Like, you need plays. I don't need Demo to be non-existent and, you know, get those 1 to 2 penalties, which he's, you know, among the league leaders in penalties this year. But, like, go make a freaking play. Go make a play. That's what I want to see. But Malik Mustafa is probably my most comfortable on the back end, and he hasn't been perfect either.
Yeah, like, I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for just that guy. Like, this is a game where I need to see leaders. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've played, you know, 16 games prior to this. I need to see who coming back next year. Like, who will be my leaders going into 2026? Because at this point, like, these guys got to they got to go from boys to men. Like, they have to. And this is a game where they can do it. I remember this game, this team, this rivalry, where we watched Dre Greenlaw turn to a grown-ass man. Who's going to be that grown-ass man out of this game? And you said Malik Mustafa. I don't know who's going to be. Can D Winters in year 3 take the reins of stop making so many mental mistakes on the football field and just play
maybe his worst game this year?
Damn, not the worst.
It's one of them. It was bad.
It was bad. No, I agree with you. I'm just like, dang, like, because he's had some bad ones. Can he come out and just play football, bro? Like, stop thinking. Just play. Like, play the game that you know how to play. And that's what I'm looking for. Tackling, rapid tackle. You can't have missed tackles in this game. You got Zach Charbonnet, who's a breaking tackle machine. You might be able to, you know, neutralize Kenneth Walker, but if you let the guy bounce off to the outside, he's gone. So you say stop the run, I don't think it's going to be as easy as we think. They're not going to just run up the middle. If they can run on the edge, they're going to do it. So it's going to be interesting, man. Got a couple of super chats from your channel, so let's get these out here. Stephen Niners don't need any defense when we score 40 tomorrow. All right, so I got to ask you this question, and thank you for the super chat on Josh's channel. John, do we drop 40 burger on this team?
I don't think so. I obviously, back-to-back games scored over 40 points. That is a possibility. But I would put us in the 30s. You know, low 30s, I could see. I don't want to get to my initial prediction, but I think the over-under, I'm betting the over. And it's dropping on betting sites. It was up to like, it was up pretty high, but it's dropped like 4 points. I think this is going to be a scoring. I don't think either defense is going to consistently stop the opposing offense. I don't think so.
So you think their defense is going to struggle too?
Yeah. With this offense, the way Brock Purdy and CMC and George Kittle are played, yes.
Okay. I don't see 40 points in the cards.
I don't either.
I'm not saying it won't happen, Stefan, but I just don't see it. Not against this team. I respect the Seahawks defense too much. They have some wild cards. They have some trump cards that they can use. You know what I'm saying? To kind of neutralize. You're like, don't sleep on Ernest Jones IV. That guy's a playmaker, especially against Brock Purdy, right? And then I like the rookie, Nicky Manwari. You know, he got injured early in the last time we played him. We rung his bell. He didn't play for a lot. I think he came back in the game, but he wasn't the same. My point is, they got some guys out there. You can attack the secondary, but John's going to tell you all about that. Monkey Boy 12th. Oh, man, Super Chat contribution. The high motor of Collins is going to play a big role, and he's found ways to make impact plays when we need him.
Alfred Collins is awesome. He's still not perfect. He loses almost every rep early. Like, he is very bad. He's the opposite of Jake Brindle, where, like, you have that first count where he gets reached, he's too high, he gets driven back, but he just refuses to lose. And the effort, like, I've said this all year on my video breakdowns, my film breakdowns, it's pretty cool to see the biggest player on the team have the most energy and highest motor. And I feel like that's translated because, man, you look at last year, you would never have a hustle play from Jordan Elliott. You would never have these hustle plays from Kalia Davis. Now, I feel like the rookies, CJ West, I would include in this, have kind of permeated the culture. And now the vets are playing up to the rookies' energy level, which is so cool. And Jordan Elliott's hustling his ass off out there. Not consistently, but you still see some of the hustle plays. Alfred Collins is turning into, I mean, you got George Kittle talking about him in press conferences, right? Like, that he's made an impact on the culture and the energy of which the team defense plays. And you can lose early, but don't quit. You can still win the play.
I agree. That's what you do. That's the one thing. You draft guys, and guys, young guys going to make the older guys play better. So I definitely agree with that. This is a game where I think we're going to see which boys grow from boys to men. I truly think that. And I'm going to be honest. The Niners win this game. The playoffs, I'm not going to say it's going to be smooth sailing, but I think the defense is going to come out and play a lot better than what we think. I think against the Bears, they just gave up way too many explosives. I think against the Seahawks, they already know that they got to stop the run, neutralize JSN down the football field. If you give up explosive plays to Rashid Shaheed, you live with it, just keep him out of the end zone. But when they match him up on a Jair Brown safety down the football field, I'm going to pick Rashid Shaheed, like, every single time. Like, because Jair is going to get lost on the double step or something's going to happen to where he's trailing and he's just not going to make the play.
I will say the Renardo Green having no injury designation, practicing full all week, I think that's huge.
Really?
I do. I like Darrell Rudolph. He hasn't had a good year.
I like what we've been seeing from Darrell Luter Jr., but do you think with the Renardo, the resurgence of Renardo Green into the lineup, do you think it changes the defense, the defensive infrastructure that much?
I believe the NFL is a matchup league, right? And so with Renardo Green's skill set, I feel like he is much better against these smaller, shifty JSN Rashid type wide receivers. If you're playing against DK Metcalf and DeAndre Hopkins and these bigger wide receivers, I prefer Darrell Luter. But against these small, shifty Ricky Pearsall type guys, I feel like Renardo Green has much better change of direction.
I agree with that, but it's not that much better in my opinion. I don't think it's that
Luter's
much better.
Luter's played well.
No. What I'm saying is, I think both of the guys, the way you scribe Luter, I feel like Renardo Green is the same. Hmm. I think both of these guys laterally suck because they're just not built for that. Literally, they're taller, they're linkier, they're built for man-to-man coverage. Straight down the football field. I could get physical with you on the line of scrimmage. We're talking about going up against guys like JSN, you know, and some of their other wide receivers that kind of a little bit shifty. Can't sleep on AJ Barner, tight ends. Their tight ends are pretty damn good in this game. It's gonna be. I'm just saying. I think Luter and Green are more alike than they are, you know, different. And that's why I don't think we really skipped the beat much. I think Luter just needs more reps. I'm just now you got me concerned about this lateral stuff. That's going to be an issue in this game. And
nobody's been able to stop JSN, though. Like,
that's true. He's the leading receiver, 1,700 yards, man.
He's like 100 yards away from a top five all-time.
You've
got to
be kidding
me. Like, he's like ever in the NFL. Like, he's having a year. He had 124 against us in week one. And, like, he's going to be successful. We do not have the secondary room to kind of, you know, neutralize this type of guy. You don't. And nobody really has in the NFL. So, like, it's not so much an indictment against the Niners defense. JSN's just been a guy. And Sam Darnold will feed a guy. You look at what he did with Justin Jefferson last year. Like, mm-hmm. Sam Darnold does not give a damn. He will throw to the same guy 20 times in a row. There's no issues with that.
Jack Knox in the building. 32 months, been a member of the Wayne Breezy channel. Says, I found John and Wayne channel years ago surfing on YouTube. Let me say, the best thing I could have did. It's been a cool ride. Keep up the great work, guys. 13-4 tomorrow and on to the Super Bowl. I like this because she says, as soon as we win tomorrow, you could just write our ticket.
It's there. It's there. I love it.
It is there. It's there for the taking. It definitely is. That's why I said you win this game. You get the week off. You get to get some players back healthy, and then you're hosting. Everything's a host. You know, that's key. That's got to be key. You know, just owning home field, letting suckers have to travel out to the bay, get the jet lag. Like, all of that stuff comes into favor, and then they'll have to deal with the California weather or however that might be. All right, man, look, let's talk about some of these guys because it looks like everybody is back at practice pretty much that's supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying? And let me just it's the wrong name, so let me fix that. Everybody's back at practice that's supposed to be there except for Trent Williams, right? And so you got some questionable players as far as, you know, Trent's questionable. It's going to be a game-time decision. Keon White did come back to practice, but dealing with a groin injury. George Kittle says he's playing with the ankle injury. Ricky Pearsall, ankle knee. Upton Stout seems like he's not wearing the no blue contact jersey. Looks like he's going to be clear from concussion. And I think that's key right there. We talk about you need that. That's the one guy you need on the football field. Because the moment Chase Lucas came in the game.
Like, yeah, he got bad.
Got bad. Chris McCaffrey back. Kyle Juszczyk looks like they back at practice. Yetur Gross-Matos. Do we get more? Do we rep up the reps for him now?
I don't think you can just because he's so hobbled. Like, he's not healthy. He hasn't been healthy in one game since the Niners had him. The knee injury, he's missed time four different times. The hamstring one time. He's missed 16 out of 33 games since the 49ers have signed him. I think they just, man, look, you're going to be our true NASCAR guy. We're going to put you out there on the obvious pass rushing situations. We're going to make do. Now, the Keon White, I think that was huge. The fact that he logged a limited practice.
Huge.
Because he's been probably the most consistent lineman, defensive end for sure. Him and Sam O, I would put probably in a category of themselves. nobody's been great, but they've been the most consistent.
Yeah. And I think that's what we need to start, like, focusing on. Consistency. Right? Not necessarily looking for guys to be great and this, that, and the third. Just can they consistently show up to just be disruptive? Because I know I want finishers, but we don't have finishers. So I can want finishers all the time, but if we're not built with finishers, explain to me how we going to finish. Can we get a sack? Yeah. I mean, there was a sack in this game, the Chicago game. We should have got. We just didn't bring him. We just didn't grab him. Just didn't grab him. Just they're not finishers, but they are disruptors. It's a big difference. And the one thing I love about going to the Senior Bowl is when I go into the trenches and I look at the defensive guys. Last year was a godsend of defensive specialists. I don't know what we're going to get this year. I'm hoping to see that there's going to be more finishers available, because that's what the Niners are lacking. They're lacking the finishers, but they do have guys that can be disruptive. So I'm curious to see how Robert Saleh is going to, you know what I'm saying, dial it up. Like, does he dial up the pressure? Do we see more blitzing? Can you blitz Sam Darnold? Can you expose the secondary a bit? That's going to be key for me.
Yeah, my thing is, like, Sam Darnold's going to give you opportunities. He's got 10 fumbles on the year, 14 interceptions. He's a turnover machine. Now, the explosives have been there, but they haven't been there the past 2 months. So can you force a couple turnovers, continue to keep Sam where he's been the past 2 months? If they can, Niners will win this game.
I like that. Should Trent Williams play in this game, John?
No, I don't believe he should. It would be a little bit different if – and I thought Kyle did a really good job of explaining this. Like, people don't understand, like, being a part of the coaching staff and going through these injuries, it's not as easy as just Trent Williams and Kyle Shanahan saying, yeah, we're going to make it work or we're not.
Okay.
You got to go through the doctor. You got to go through the player. You got to go through the coach. You have to balance all these different factors out. And if he can't practice, I mean, he's older than any tackle in the NFL. He's never had a hamstring. He's big. Big guys' hamstrings take longer to heal. I do not expect Trent Williams to play. Obviously, I hope he does. But I've been considering Trent Williams to be out this entire week.
I agree with you. I don't think he should play. Even if the doctors did clear him, even if he gives Kyle Shanahan the green light, and as much as I want him to play, as much as I feel like we need him to play, I don't think he should. And I couldn't agree more. And thank you, Super Chat from Silent. You know what I'm saying? Is Trent Williams worth it? This is exactly why I don't think he should play. So the Niners are already locked in for the playoffs. They're either going to be the sixth, the fifth, or the first seed, right? You need Trent Williams for either being the fifth, sixth, or the first seed. If we don't get the first seed because Trent Williams was injured, okay. Let him be healthy, though, in these playoffs. The one thing that we struggled against, remember that year we played the Rams in the NFC Championship, I think, and Trent was beat up? We don't need that. We don't need the hurt Trent at this point. We need him to be as healthy as possible, because I think the Niners will be able to make their run, whether they have to do it on the road or defend their home turf. So,
yeah, and you look at, like, the 49ers for the longest time when Trent Williams is out, like, I think we were, like, 3-6, you know, whenever Trent Williams missed games over the past couple years. But, man, you put up 40 points with Austin Pleasance out there every single snap except for the first one. So, and Austin Pleasance, nobody's Trent Williams, especially Austin Pleasance. He's so heavy-footed. But that dude can run block. He can get movement.
That's what I loved about him. I mean, the Niners rushed for 200 yards in that game. Christian McCaffrey.
That's most all year?
Most all year. Christian McCaffrey, 41-yard explosive run. The Niners had 5 explosive runs on the ground in that game. And I think partly it was because of what Austin Pleasance can do. Now, my concern with Austin Pleasance is that Seattle defensive front is totally different than that Chicago Bears defensive front.
I'd argue best in the NFL.
Oh, golly. I don't want to hear these things, John. Like, but that's my point.
Yeah, they've invested in the defensive line, and this is Mike McDonald. Like, that's just what he does.
That's what he does.
Did it with the Ravens. He did it here. Mm-hmm. That's just what they do.
So my concern will be them picking on the left side.
Well, they did the week one. You remember Trent didn't have a great game. He had Connor Colby next to him, and they kept sending all these stunts, blitz through that B gap to the offensive left side, and Trent was having to block 2 gaps.
Yeah.
I fully expect to see that again. And the difference is going to be Brock Purdy being able to manage and understand the hot routes much better. He's played a lot better than he did, obviously, week one, even though he played good week one. But Brock Purdy's got to be the difference there.
I think Brock is going to have to be the difference maker, period. Just for the simple fact that he's going to have to buy his offensive line just a little bit more time. You got a ferocious defensive front coming after you. They're going to be sending stunts, pressures, blitzes, all that type of stuff. Hot routes are going to be key, like you just said. But with Brock Purdy's toe looking really good, he's got to make some plays on his feet.
He's been good at that. He's been really, really good at that.
Yeah. And that's what you got to like about Brock, all right? You got to love it. All right, so you got the preview. Seahawks favored by 1.5 points. John, like, why Vegas doing this to the Niners?
It was weird because the initial spread, whenever it released, the 49ers were favored 1.5. And within 5 hours, all the money went in on the Seahawks side. So, like, that's the 3-point shift from the initial spread to where it is now. So everybody's betting on Seattle. Why? We'll see what's going on there. They found ways to win. I get that. But, Brock Purdy 6-1 against the Seattle team. I feel like people keep forgetting that.
Wow. 6-1, baby. Chalk it up. From Krej 14. Sorry. I listen to the podcast often, but rarely get to join you guys live. Very glad today is slow at work. Don't tell my boss. I already did. And I hope he is not listening. But I'm glad that you're here, and tell your boss to give you a listen pass. It's all good. Yeah. Give you a listen pass.
Productivity's up on the John and Wayne show.
You get what I'm saying? Listen pass. You know what I mean? Let's freaking go. All right.
Krej G.
That's how you say it. Got you. All right. So let's go, Brock motherfreaking P. Jackson's feeling like it's going to be 40. Super chat from Steve, man. The difference will be Spencer Burford. Niners. Ooh. Big talk right here. Big talk.
And that's a big difference.
He's been better.
Connor Colby at left guard was really bad. Yeah, I mean, being a seventh round rookie starting week one against one of the best defensive line groups in the NFL, like, not good. Spencer Burford has been much better, much more consistent. Better, like, just across the board. Not that we're writing Connor Colby's career off, but Spencer Burford's got a lot of experience.
Connor Colby's going to have time. You get what I'm saying? Like, the Burford experiment may be done in the next year or so. They'll move Connor Colby in. He'll have experience. That's all that is. But I definitely like what I see from Spencer Burford. I'm not even going to lie. Now, I was surprised that they didn't just move Spencer Burford to the tackle spot, but then they won't have the guard. You have to put Connor Colby.
If another injury happens, that is what they will do. Connor Colby will come in at left guard. They'll kick Spencer Burford to left tackle. So, like, you're an injury away from that taking place if Trent doesn't play. I think that's the idea for – so, like, that's not ideal. But
all I know is the Niners offensive line going to have to block this defensive front, right? All right, there's going to be rain, moderate, maybe light at time kickoff, maybe none. How does this affect anything? A lot of running the ball for both teams?
A lot of running the ball for both teams. I feel like this is the last big narrative obstacle for Brock Purdy. He has not played good in precipitation games. I was at the playoff game, was it 2022, whenever he beat Seattle and, like, went out red hot. Then it started raining in the second half, cooled off definitely. But a lot of people reference, like, oh, Brock Purdy's already beat Seattle in the rain. And he did.
He did.
I was at that game, but I was also at a couple other rain games, and I was at the snow game where, you know, I vowed I'm not betting a Brock Purdy rain game ever again until he could prove he could play in the rain. I understand Iowa. He's played through a lot of the weather.
That's a different rain.
It just hasn't translated.
Not in the NFL. I mean, the game is faster. It changes things. Believe it or not, the speed of the game alone could be a difference maker from why he played well in Iowa compared to why he just hasn't played well in the NFL. And he doesn't get a lot of rain games either. So it's not like we can just go out there and just make it rain every single time Brock Purdy goes out so we can get used to playing in the rain. It's sporadic. It happens when it happens. Right? Can't control the weather. But it's also interesting how Kyle doesn't feel like they need to prepare for precipitated games. That's weird to me, right?
He values practice so much that he doesn't want to jeopardize practice with inclement weather. It's
two things I want Kyle to do, right? Stop valuing practice. more than inclement weather and play two tight end sets. Yeah, John, let's get to this game plan, baby. Because offensively, you're going up against, you are said, arguably one of the best defenses in the league, especially up front. Especially up front. I think that's where they're most dangerous. They got a young safety out there, Nick Emanwori. John, what is going to be the 49ers' offensive game plan against this ferocious defense?
You look at what the Seattle defense does well, okay? They control the line of scrimmage very, very well. They specialize in coverage, guys. Devin Witherspoon's playing as well as any corner in the NFL right now. He's been awesome. But now you look at their ranks out of 32 teams. These are the top five units, okay? Top five in turnovers, fifth in first downs allowed, second in yards per pass, fifth in interceptions, third in rushing yards, first in yards per rush, first in third downs. My favorite matchup this week, and this is offense and defense. We'll talk the other side. The 49ers and Seahawks mimic each other on third downs. The Seahawks have the best third down defense. The 49ers have the best third down offense. It is the best, number one, out of 32 teams in the NFL. Third downs. Brock Purdy is the best third down quarterback in the NFL. It's not even close this year. What's going to give? Can the 49ers continue to just move the ball at will on third downs and constantly get those first downs? And here's my number one key. Second and six or fewer. I don't need explosives on first down. I just need no negative plays.
No negative plays.
And so if you can stay ahead of the chains, if you could start at second and six, second and seven, that is a triumphant victory leading into the drive. I will take third and fours, third and fives, third and threes. I think Brock Purdy, if he could go out there and just show everybody, like, look, I get it. He's answered so many calls, and he's disrupted so many narratives of people that are out to get him or don't respect him or whatever. You go out on primetime, the entire world is watching against the best defense, I would argue, in the NFL, definitely top five, and you're able to continue to do and put up 30 points plus a game and be so incredible on third downs. And Brock, we trust. And I want this game to be a Brock Purdy game. Just turn it over to 13. I don't give a damn about the rain. Let's see it. Dude, this is, you're going to find out going into the playoffs just how great he is. And I feel like he's pretty damn great. Everybody's betting the NFL in full do or die mode. College football down to the last teams. And the Super Bowl is just right around the corner. If there was ever a time to get involved in the game, it's now. And MyBookie makes it stupid easy to play. One account, one wallet, bet the spread, live bet the second half, hit the casino during the commercials. It's all in one place, and you've got the power. Go to MyBookie.ag now and use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and you get your first bet covered up to $500. If it doesn't hit, use your bet back bonus token, run it back. Don't just watch the playoffs. Make them pay. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I mean anywhere, Texas, California, no matter where you are, only at MyBookie.
I'm going to comment on that after the super chat from Cam's Dad One. Thank you for the super chat. I want Trent to do what he thinks is best. If he plays, we win, period. Not just about play, but due to morale. Number two, I'm betting Sam chokes.
It's easy to bet on that. They've won 13 games, but Sam, he was in the same situation last year, Wayne.
Yeah, no, I know.
Minnesota. And I know. Sure enough.
He choked. Yeah, choked. It can happen. It's going to come down to how well Saleh disguises his defense. Is he going to show things and then make things change up? So for me, it comes down to Saleh's game plan defensively, which we'll get into in a second. And then it's going to come down to how well the players actually execute it. Like, that's the key. We keep saying, oh, the player, they're making the wrong plays. And then you're going to credit the player from changing the play, the line of scrimmage or whatever. Not sometimes these players just don't grasp the concept and they're just not executing.
And it's happened all season. Yeah. Like, you could put, you're in cover three and you're getting beat on a deep post route from, like, that is non-existent. Like, not supposed to happen ever. Deeper than the deepest of the middle. But Marquise Siegel's happened to him. Jair Brown has happened to him maybe five times. Like, it's happened to, it's bad. So get to Witters, stop staring at the quarterback, get to your flats. You know, there's lots of issues there, but you are right, man. You got to execute.
Got to execute. And that's funny because earlier in the season, we were saying that about the offense.
Yeah.
Now the offense is executing. When the offense executes, look how great it looks. We talked about putting up 40 points in this game. We talked about possibly getting another game where the Niners go crazy. John just talked about Brock going ham after rain. I think Brock's going to have to make plays. No negative plays on first down is a key. That should have been one of my keys to victory. No negative. I hate negative plays, period. And I don't just mean like negative run. I'm talking about a penalty. Damn. You know, like just negative stuff really hurts the Niners offense because it screws up the rhythm.
And so they're a rhythm offensive team. Like maybe all the best in the NFL, man.
Hands down, one of the most rhythm teams in the league. Jack Knox, Super Jack contribution, 40-28 Niners, 13-4 Super Bowl. Just know I called it. I'm normally right.
And she is. And if that happens, the 49ers will become Super Bowl favorites overnight.
Dang.
They will have the best odds. If they go out there and they win by double digits.
That's 12 points.
And the one seed. They're going to be Super Bowl favorites from every betting angle in America.
I feel like the Niners defense, we've been talking about this defense. We're going to get into your game plan. I feel like the defense don't give up more than 20 points.
That's a hot take.
I'm just saying. I feel like the defense don't give up more than 20 points.
That if they do that, they win. Like if this is a low scoring game, the 49ers are going to win. I don't know. I want to retrace that just a little bit. But 3 weeks in a row, you give up over 24 points. But the 2 weeks before that, the Panthers and the Browns, you held them to under single digits. So not under double digits. I say that correctly. But man,
I got you. Cam's dad with another Super Chat contribution, man. Appreciate the support, guys. JP Hellhart, what's going on out there? NY Niners, we see you too. CMC comes in second. MVP, Kyle wins Head Coach of the Year Award. What are your thoughts on this?
CMC needs 110 receiving yards to be the first player of all time to have 2,000 seasons.
Yep.
He's already breaking all kinds of records. He's going to receive MVP votes like he did in 2023. But we know that the MVP is a quarterback-only award. If I was voting and I had to vote right now, I'd vote Drake May. He would be my MVP just because I know he's had an easy schedule, but he's not throwing to the best wide receivers in the NFL like Stafford. But CMC should be in the mention. Now, the Kyle Shanahan, you go out there and get the one seed with all these injuries. Definitely needs to be in the conversation.
He should be number one. He should be head coach of the year. And it's funny because if Drake May gets MVP, then give head coach of the year to Kyle Shanahan. If CMC gives MVP, give coach of the year to Vrabel. Like, you know what I mean? I'm cool with one another. Now, I do think Christian McCaffrey wins comeback player of the year.
Oh, it's like one of the highest odds of any, you know, defensive player of the year, offensive player, coach of the year, MVP, whatever. Like, that one's pretty much locked already.
And he deserves it, right? Yes. Like, remember at the beginning of the season, all the faithful was just like, oh, don't use him. He's being more used than he's ever been. It don't seem like it. When we talk about total touches, that dude is out there on the football field.
He's about to break records for most touches.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got 399 touches.
God dang. Are we satisfied? I mean, CMC has proven when he's healthy, he's just that dynamic on the football field.
2,069 scrimmage yards, 17 touchdowns.
God.
Yes.
Godly.
He's about to be the first player since, I think, Terrell Owens to have 100 receptions for the 49ers.
Yes, first player to have double-digit touchdowns. Oh, that's Juwan Jennings. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but dang, like, it's junk is crazy, bro. CMC is having an MVP year. I think the Niners just aren't shadow casted like these other teams. Like, we're not doing anything pretty. You know what I'm saying? We're winning gritty, which is why I think the Niners are the most dangerous team in the NFL. 49er Jeff, Super Chat contribution. All right, let's get to this defensive game plan, John. He says defense just has to play their game. Stay solid. What are your thoughts?
You got to make them one-dimensional. And again, you got Tato Bethune out there, so you're kind of by design stopping the run game. Like, he can do that, and he can do that very, very well. Stop the freaking run. Tackle well. Force Sam Darnold to beat you within the pocket. That is the game plan. Like, force Sam Darnold, who can make some throws, and he's had a damn good year, but force him to beat you in the pocket when the pressure situations are on the line. Make him go down there, score 30-plus points, and force. You want third and eight or longer. You want those third and longs. And, yeah, the 49ers defense gives up more third and longs than anybody else.
How you gonna say something and then know I got a question and gonna answer the question before? Go ahead, keep it going. I'm sorry.
But that's okay, because again, when you have the offense playing the way it is in special teams, you know we got to get four stops. We get four stops, we win this game
for sure.
And so you look last week, you got 2-3 and outs to start it. You stopped them before the half. And then you got to stop the very last drive of the game. And that field goal drive I throw in there as well. But that was it. You got four stops against the Bears. That was enough.
Big Papa. Miss Big Papa. He ain't never lie.
Yep. He knows what's up. 4-5 stops for the faithful to win. And so the defense, like, I do have to say, like, from a coaching or a player perspective, to know we don't have to be perfect.
No.
We just got to go out there and stop about every other drive, and we're going to be okay.
Ooh. I like that. Because I feel like that first drive defense will stop them. The Seahawks will make some adjustments.
They're good at the first drive. It's weird.
That's why it's weird. I think the teams make adjustments, though. They change up some personnel. Because you're going to see 12, 13. You're going to see 22. You're going to see, 13 personnel. You're going to see 12 personnel. You're going to see multiple tight ends that the Niners are going to have to defend. And what position do they struggle covering? It's a tight end.
Linebackers not cover. Safeties can't cover. That's why I actually think it's going to be a big Jason Pinnock day.
Big nickel. A lot of big nickel this week. Okay. I don't think he's good, but okay.
I think he can cover fairly well against
the
tight end.
It's the tackling, though.
Over. Yeah. There's issues.
Yeah. Golly. So, all right. Let's go back to the basics, though. Because you said defensively, every other drive, you got to stop them. 4-5 stops, you win this game. My thing is limit. I don't want to say limit the obviously limit explosive plays, right? The Niners have been struggling by not only giving up explosive plays, but giving up explosive plays for touchdowns. Whereas in the beginning of the season, they were bending and not breaking. They would give up an explosive play, but it wouldn't be for a touchdown. So they had time to regroup. Now, as of the past 5-6 weeks, these explosive plays, these 20, 30, 40-yard plays down the football field, 20 on the ground, 30 in the air, they've been resulting in touchdowns. You go back to the Bears, 3 of their explosive plays were touchdowns, right? I could go back to the Colts, touchdowns on explosive plays. How do the Niners keep this team out of the end zone? Because they can give up field goals. By all means, let this guy kick field goals.
That, I think, again, going back to the run game, like, if they're going to score from outside the red zone, that's one thing, which I expect them to do. But whenever it's like, first and goal from the 8, that's where I need the Niners to show up, stop the run, force field goals, things like that. If they could do that, that's where guys like Alfred Collins, CJ West, who's coming off, I would say, the best month of football, 4 consecutive quality games in a row for CJ West. Like, he is starting to flash. And so now you've developed a little bit of a healthy defensive tackle rotation. That's a big deal. Jordan Elliott's playing pretty well. Kalia Davis, he's hot or cold. And then you got CJ West and Alfred Collins, who just continually improve. And, they're rookies, but they don't really play like rookies anymore. They've played all season. And they continuously get better. Man, so like those red zone trips, and that was a big deal. The 49ers offense goes 5 touchdowns, 5 red zone trips. Can you do the same thing that you did to the Bears last week? What did they go for? The Bears went 1-3 in the red zone.
They were 1-3. Yeah.
Were outside, but
they were explosive. Bingo.
That's the difference in the game right there. So whenever it gets to those tough red zone drives.
And they only have 4 touchdowns, by the way. I want to make that clear. Offensively, they had the defensive one.
Right. Yeah. That's true. That is true.
I just want to make that clear, you know. All right, let's get to some of these Super Chat contributions. Joe Blommer, 2085. What a long, strange trip it's been. From week one, meeting Frank Gorin and John Chapman, to now.
It's been a season, man. It has been a season. And it ain't over.
It's not over.
Uh-uh.
It's far from over. We still got a long way to go. Playoffs will be starting immediately after this. And, you know, things are just up in the Niners' favor. Now, here's some news from Ian Rappaport. Trent Williams' hamstring is not expected to play Saturday. Trent Williams hasn't practiced all week. He's basically, I feel like he's watching our show, and he's just taking what we just said. Trent Williams hasn't practiced.
We did.
He hasn't practiced all week dealing with a hamstring injury. Hard to imagine he's out there with no practice on a short week. Crazier things have happened, but to me, I'm not expecting the big man to be out there. I feel like John Chapman should get the credit for that. He just literally just said it. Like, you know, literally just said it. Tommy says, I'm picking the Scum Hawks. Hopefully reverse jinx.
Oh, there we go. Tommy, a man of the people.
You should turn it into a song, bro. Monkey Boy 12, faithful are going to need to show up and let their presence be known. Give Demo what he wants. JSN, those rivalry jerseys are going to be fire. Let's go. Yes. Thank you for the Super Chat contribution, man. Hey, the faithful going to be there. This is a home game, so they're going to be there. Demo, JSN, are you giving him what he wants? If you're Robert Saleh.
No. No. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, NINERS, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. No, I'm not. I don't think JSN going off beats you. I don't think that, and I think that would cause problems with the safeties who already miscommunicate, the linebackers that miscommunicate, the nickel who already miscommunicate. No, simplify. And if JSN goes for, what do you have, 9 catches, 124 yards week one, still were able to win, JSN ain't going to be the one that beats you, in my opinion.
Bro, we won by the hair of our chinny chin chin, yep. Though. He said, yep. John says, yep. Giants says, yep. Niner Rick, thank you for the Super Chat contribution. Not sure if you had something you wanted to say, but appreciate it as well, man. I would like to. Is Demo that guy, though, to be like a man up quarterback? Cornerback to like man up a guy? Is he that dude?
If he stops holding so much, yes. It's close.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's definitely gonna be interesting to rock, to see how it goes out there. Look, I all I know is that the Niners defensively, I feel like they're going to show up and slap all of us in the mouth. Not me though, because I said I don't think this defense gives up more than 20 points. I just got this funny feeling that the defense, because my score prediction, we're gonna get to that. I got this funny feeling that the defense is literally going to show why they're a championship defense in this game. Dangerous threats from the Seahawks. John, you get one to pick. Is it JSN? Who are you going with in this match?
Rashid Shaheed's the one that I'm most concerned about. Like, JSN's him. He's going to get his. Shaheed is the scary one. Special teams and offense. Like, that dude, you tell me he has a bad game, Niners win.
Okay. So here's my guy, Zach Charbonnet, because the Niners couldn't stop him last time. And they stopped the hell out of Kenneth Walker, the third. And as soon as Zach Charbonnet came in, he just bumbled, stumbled, and ran on him like he stole something. He's just a tough, physical running back. And I don't know if the Niners' physicality is going to be there. I know Tata Bethune is getting dumbass penalties, even though he's probably one of the most physical players, him, Malik Mustafa. They just laid some big hits. You got to wrap and tackle these guys. The fundamentals is going to really come down to play here, because you don't wrap and tackle these guys, they'll break the tackle. Even A.J. Barner, the tight end, they'll break a tackle, and next thing you know, you'd be like, huh? And it'll be funny if Cooper Kupp is the guy that goes off. That it'd just be funny. It'd be funny. Key matchups. Give me one key matchup, man. You said you're not matching up Demo on JSN. Are you putting him on Rashid? Or is that their nickel guy? And do you trust Upton Stout in that position?
I do trust Upton Stout. I don't trust Luke Gifford. I don't trust Jason Pittick against him either. And I don't trust either of our safeties. Like, and that's the problem, is because you don't get to dictate corners on their slot guy, which will be JSN and Rashid Shaheed. My favorite matchup this game, which we didn't get to see week one because George Kittle went out in the first quarter, so did Nick Emon-Wari. I want to see George Kittle versus Nick Emon-Wari.
Oh, give it to me, baby.
Like that, yeah.
Give it to me, baby. Yeah, that was going to be my matchup. That was my matchup week one. Give it to me, baby.
We got deprived.
Yeah, both players got injured. They got banged up pretty bad, and George Kittle never returned. I feel like Emon-Wari came back in the game, but he just wasn't the same. I got his bell rung. Yeah. I really do like that matchup, and I think George Kittle exploits it. Plus, that's what you want, right? You don't want Emon-Wari playing up on the line of scrimmage, making plays, being free out there. I will say the one guy that you got to, you know, watch out for, though, their defense. Witherspoon is good, but Ernest Jones is probably one of the top five linebackers in the game. You know, and
he's very good against the run.
He's very good against the run. Don't he have a pick six against Brock Purdy?
I think
wasn't that him a couple of years ago?
It might have been when he was with the Rams.
This is his second year with Seattle, isn't it?
I think so.
I think it was last year with the Seattle he got it, if I'm not mistaken.
I trust you. I trust you.
I don't trust me. So, so that's that. But I'm just saying, just beware of that guy, Ernest Jones IV. He's solid out there. JP Elahar, what's going on, baby? He says 6 weeks to get six and Super Bowl 60. A lot of sixes going on. So bright, we shining. All right. You know, faithful to the Bay all day, every day. John, let's get to score predictions before we dip up out of here, man, because you're not going to like my score prediction. I already know you're not going to like it. I'm telling you right now, I already told you, I don't think they're giving up more than 20 points defensively. So, yeah, I can't.
I like that. That's all. I'm going 27-24 Niners. My only two big hesitations are the rain and the ref, Bill Vinovich, being out there, which I do.
Yes.
I'm going Niners 27-24.
You dirty, you mother. All right, 24-20 Niners.
Dude, we both close and covered the spread and then some, both of us.
I just really feel like it's going to be a close game. Sorry, guys. I don't see a blowout. Now, I want to be 100% wrong, and I would love for the Niners to beat this team like they stole something. You talk about the cream of the crop. You know what I mean? And it's going to be tough. You talk about cream of the crop. You talk about teams that know each other, ins and outs. Mike McDonald knows this team very well. Kyle Shanahan knows their team very well. It's going to be too close call of a game, and it might come down to somebody, like John mentioned, with the silly refs doing something stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be a little leery on that. Cam's dad won. Demo will hold a lot and get called a little because of the refs in this game.
I could see that happening a lot.
Damn. Got to find a way to eliminate these penalties, man. Can't beat yourself.
And Upton Stout just will not. They will not take their hands away. They, every single play, they are grabbing the waist of receivers. Every single play, those two. It's 15 yards downfield. They're still doing it. Every single play.
We'll see. Oscar, what's going on, baby? CMC steals the MVP. If CMC does get the 110 receiving yards, because...
Oh, gosh.
All right, let me ask you this question, John, before we go, because I got tons of questions for you. And I want to know if I'm Kyle Shanahan, why can't I line up CMC and utilize him as a linebacker and use Brian Robinson as my running back?
Yeah, they've done it once or twice, but not consistently, because you got to take Kyle Juszczyk out, and he's just such a good blocker and outlet. But I'm with you. You know, I want to see the Kittle Tongis. I want to see the CMC Robinson. I want to see lots of that stuff after a short week. I don't know. But, man, it would make me very happy.
I just want him to get the 110 yards. I don't want to force the stuff to him. You don't have to line him up as wide receiver, obviously. Can this team get some screen games working against this defense?
They can, and they ran a few last week. And probably the best play was going to be to Jake Tongis, but he dropped it. There was a penalty.
I seen it, yeah.
But, like, man, like, the 49ers run some of the fewest screens in the NFL, which is crazy, you know, in this post-Debo world. But they've been there whenever they've tried. And CMC had one of that huge play off to the right side. Like, it's there. And against this defense, you're going to get some chances.
I like it, man. I like it. John, thank you so much for delivering the game plan. Faithful, we got our hands full with Seattle coming into town. Doesn't look like Trent Williams is going to play. Austin Pleasance looks like he's going to be up for his start. you know what I'm saying? Against the freaking Seattle Seahawks. Will he be able to hold up? I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's going to be just fine. You know, I think the Niners will figure out how to slide some protection his way, give a couple chips here or there. You got George Kittle back. Hopefully. So that should be a bonus. Which wide receiver you feel like is going to go off? Is it going to be Ricky? Is it going to be Juwan? Like, is it going to be Kendrick Bourne?
It's going to be Ricky Pearsall.
Okay. Slick Rick is what they call him. Slick Rick is what they call him. Speaking of Slick Rick, Niner Rick with another Super Chat contribution Saturday. Niners are there for two things. Kick ass and chew gum. They don't allow gum on the field. Let's go. I'm mad excited, bro. I hate that it's a Saturday game. Not going to lie. Because then I ain't got shit to do on Sunday. And so, you know, I much prefer this being a Sunday game. But the Niners are going to be the number one seed after tomorrow. John, you've been great. Take us home, baby.
Man, this is why we are fans. This is why you watch preseason tape and you get excited. You can't sleep very well on the free agency or the draft is on the cusp, because you want to be in situations like this. And there are only two teams in the NFL that are in this situation, the 49ers and the Seahawks, who are one of your most hated rivals. That's why the rivalry jersey was created. You see the hat? Come on, man. Niners are going to look better than anybody else out there on the field. Go ruin this freaking Seattle Seahawks, Sam Darnold, fake. Seahawks not even a real bird, guys. It's not even real. It's not real. Let's go get it done, baby. Niners handle business. Ah, I freaking love this. This is why we're fans. Until next time, Wayne, you're the absolute best. Thank you for all you do. Peace out and stay strong, faithful.
What's up, faithful? Thanks for watching. Hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe. And make sure you check out some of the other cool videos.